Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
Co-creating at its best, yes?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting, more or less. It moves about a bit, doesn't it?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the evolution of your desire? Why is it that we do not believe you? In other words, when you want something and you see a means to achieve it, then that desire is thrilling to you. But we've noticed when you want something, or even more when you have wanted it for a while, and it has not yet shown its pretty face to you, and you can't figure out how it's going to come, those desires, you are not really so eager to say, yes, my desire is thrilling me. And then it always is fun for us to torture you further still when we say, those unfulfilled desires are pleasing to you. Because when you focus upon the fact that they have not yet come into manifestation, you feel the lack of them or the absence of them. When you want something and you can't see it in your life and you can't see any way of it coming into your life, that path has not shown up for you. To have someone say, and you like that, we know it's got to feel like we're mocking you. But the reason that we keep doing that to you is because we want for you something that we have come to understand long ago. And that is, when you understand that you're not ever going to get it done, and there are always going to be things that you have recently decided that you would like that have not yet found their way into your experience. And when you understand the laws of the universe, and when you understand that you are a vibrational emitter, and that the vibration that you radiate is responded to by law of attraction, and that you are in control not only of what comes to you, but when it comes to you. When you begin to understand these things, then you are free and loose and easy and happy and satisfied in that crack between having defined that you want something and having it come to you, because you then understand that life is about that becoming. Life is about that becoming. It is not about the manifestation having already been achieved. There will always be manifestations coming to you, but they are only the platform from which you will launch another and another and another and another. And if you're unhappy at all for any reason in the not yet fulfilled part of a desire, then you cannot ever really truly be happy, because there's always going to be something unfulfilled. You see that in yourself, and it's more easy to see with others when you see so much wonderful life that you are living, and yet you find yourself complaining about this last thing that you're really wanting. And people who are watching you sometimes, who cannot feel the contradiction in your vibration, which is responsible for your negative emotion, look at you and say, oh, you're just a selfish bugger. You never get enough. Your mother said that to you sometimes, didn't she? Is there no end to what you want? Are you never satisfied? As if the answer should be yes. And the answer should not be yes. Tell that to your mother as soon as you see her. No, mother, I am not satisfied. I will never be in a place where I will say, there, no more wanting for me. And you can back that up if you want to by saying to her, the entire universe is established to keep those of us out here on the leading edge still reaching for more. That's what puts the eternalness in eternity. In other words, this contrasting environment in which you are focused will always give birth to another new desire. And what we wish for you is that you'll stop freaking out in the interim. that in that crack between having launched a desire and having closed the vibrational gap enough that it can manifest, that in that crack you are enjoying the journey, that you are understanding that it is molding the clay. Can you imagine an artist in front of her canvas, just ornery as she can be because it's not finished yet? How are you doing? Oh, terrible, it's not finished. Well, how long does it usually take you to paint something like this? Months. It's just miserable until I get it finished. Can you imagine yourselves on a vacation saying, I'm going to go to this city and 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 this city, and then I'm going to come back home, and in your quest to accomplish the goal of vacation, you look at it objectively and you say, wait, I'm already home. Why go? Vacation achieved. I can check it off my things to do today list. No point in putting myself through all that trouble of going to all of those places when I'm just going to end up back home. And we say, how did you get so ended-oriented? How did you get so, I must have the manifestation? When did you lose your zest for the joy of the journey? We can tell you when you lost it. You lost it in the moment that you were focused upon something that you wanted from an attitude that you could not have it. You lost your zest for the joyous journey when the journey was one vibration and the drum you were beating was another, because that's a miserable state of being. We don't blame you for not wanting to shout yes at that, but that's not what we're asking you. We're not saying, friends, has contrast caused you to launch rockets of desire? And do you have a clear vision of what it is you want? And you say, yes. And then the next question we never ask is, and are you constantly observing where you now stand in relationship to it and noting how far away your destination is? That's not what we're asking. We're saying, have you launched rockets of desire through the contrast that you're living? And you say, oh boy, have I. And we say, and do you know that you have filled your vibrational escrow full of all kinds of wonderful things that are in the process of becoming for you? And you say, oh yes, that is life-giving. And then we say, and are you learning how to focus upon what is becoming? Are you making the best of things? Are you playing the positive what-if game? Are you looking for positive aspects? Are you noticing the things that are working in your life? Are you filled with anticipation about that wonderful unfolding of this? And when the answer to those questions is yes, then you can, without any quibbling at all, you can say, I love my eternally incomplete self. I love my incomplete self because it is so fun to paint the picture. It is so fun to dream the dream. It is so fun to live the contrast and give birth to something and know I'm not there, me, vibrationally yet, but that the potential of it is alive and well. And it is so much fun then to do my work, which is to bring myself up to speed with what I've given birth to. And when I am believing my dream, I'm in joyful anticipation of it. And every piece of evidence that the universe gives me is thrilling to me because I know I'm on my path. We want to tell you this story from our point of view because we want you to understand who you are in the big picture as well as who you are in your picture. And in telling you this story, it is our desire that you will understand that it is all one in the same picture. And you are playing more parts in this picture than we think you have been understanding or giving yourself credit. So here is how it goes. You were, before you came into these magnificent bodies, non-physical energy, consciousness, God source, whatever you want to give the label, you are eternal consciousness. And from that non-physical point of view, you said, I want to go forth into the leading edge, time-space reality called planet Earth, and I want to enjoy the contrast which I know will give birth to constant new desires and preferences for me. And I love the idea of doing that, you said. We remember and we told you we would remind you. I know I will enjoy doing that because in the birthing of that desire, the natural processes of the universe will come to play. I'll give birth to it, and here's the part we think you have forgotten. I will give birth to it, and the non-physical part of me will immediately become vibrationally the new idea that my physical life has carved out for me. Did you get that? So in your physical body, you live experiences which cause you to prefer something beyond what you are right now living. Even the cell in your body is doing that. The one-celled organism is doing that. The genius human is doing that. The magnificent beasts are doing that. Your life causes you to prefer just beyond where you are currently living. It is the nature of expansion. So you give birth to this rocket of desire, and immediately Source, the non-physical part of you, which is the larger part of you, immediately becomes completely one with that desire. So when we say to you that 99% and more of every creation is complete before you see the manifestation of it or the physical evidence of it, that's what we mean. In your idea of wanting more, Source becomes it, and then Source, blessed Source, calls you toward it. So in your physical body, you now have the work of closing the gap between the contrast that made you want it. And think about it. You always know more clearly what you do want when you're living what you don't want. So you launch really good preferences. But then most of you, instead of then turning your undivided attention to this new preference and talking about what it is you want and why you want it and imagining it and filling it in with things you've lived like it and getting anticipation going about it, most of you instead keep pointing out that you're not there yet. I'm over here, you say. And it's almost as if you're trying to justify how much you want it by pointing out how much you don't have it. So you complain about where you are while your vibration and your creation are being tended to lovingly in your vibrational escrow by Source energy, by your inner being, by all that is non-physical. And that non-physical part of you is already living it because the idea that you gave birth to is so understood vibrationally and so understood in terms of what is potential and what is possible that Source energy embraces it and becomes it instantaneously. And your work is to close that gap. Your work is now to bring yourself into vibrational alignment with that new image. Now, the reason that we speak it to you in such clear terms is because we are wanting you then to understand that Source, who has already become this idea that you have launched, is calling you toward it. The question that this seminar is approaching is, can you hear the call?